Hi, I'm Roger Goldman.
And I'm Doug Wells. Welcome to Mound Money on KPCW. We're going to talk with Rachel and Rob Alday. They are with Abode Luxury Rentals. And we're going to talk about the vacation rental trends here in Park City. Rachel and Rob, thank you for joining us on Mound Money.
Yeah, happy to be
Thanks
here.
For having us.
So this time last year was a really scary time for anybody that was relying on rental income to help them make their mortgage on vacation rentals. And the world is different now in a much more positive way than I think many of us could have forecasted a year ago. What's the vacation rental market looking like here in Park City now?
It's looking really, really good. It's been a crazy roller coaster ride for sure. And somehow we ended up, like you said, in a much better place. But I think we all have a little PTSD from how we got here, that's for sure.
Rachel, take us a little bit on that roller coaster. I assume that starting last a year ago, reservations plummeted. You probably had a lousy summer last summer.
We had a great summer. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's been nonstop.
Yeah. So
about June 1st. Yeah.
Tell us about my misconceptions, which are legion and many.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They're not. But so March 14th is when, you know, Deer Valley closed and the axe came down. And we definitely thought that possibly vacation rentals would not be a lucrative industry for maybe 2 years, you know, because no one knew when people would feel safe traveling again, because no one knew when that would even be an option. So for sure, for all of the homeowners who were worried about their rental income and all the companies like us, there was just a completely unforeseen future. But the crazy thing is that by the middle of May last year, so exactly a year ago, we started getting inquiries for people to rent again. And by June and July, we were very booked with a ton of people traveling, which was sort of a COVID bounce. And, you know, people have been traveling. It's the demand has increased slowly, and it's kind of being based on different areas of the country where restrictions are loosening kind of piece by piece. So the summer was super busy. We had the biggest summer we've ever had. We manage properties in Park City and in Jackson Hole, and both locations were on fire. And then for September and October, where especially in Park City, we really don't have much vacation rental inquiries and not a lot of occupancy in September and October. Last September and October, we were really we had a lot of high occupancy in all the units that we manage. Last November, even for Thanksgiving, which is, again, more of a slow time for us usually, we were almost book solid. And then we were concerned for the winter because, you know, we thought maybe without Sundance being what it usually is, that would take a hit overall. But in the end, it didn't. And the winter was up as well.
The winter was very steady, too. You didn't see as many. Yeah, with the winter, you didn't see as many spikes. You know, it was very even as far as the demand, you know, with people's flexible travel schedules. So it was definitely, you know, a super steady winter for us.
And I suspect steady is better than boom, bust, and probably a lot of that steadiness came from the fact that many children were learning online, so people weren't as tied to the school calendar. Now with half of American adults having gotten at least one vaccine shot, and most schools planning on going back to physical learning next year, look in your crystal ball. I know we're just at the beginning of the summer. We're about to start the summer season here. What do things look like for the next 12 months?
I mean, the bookings right now are coming in really fast. And I'm talking just within the last, say, week to 10 days, there's been a very big spike of reservations. And a lot of it is coming from areas like New York or San Francisco or California in general, where there were more restrictions and people were not really traveling as much. And it seems like now all of a sudden there's been a little bit of that lifted. So a lot of them are booking their trips, whether they're booking to come out for the summer or for the upcoming winter. So, you know, what we're kind of predicting in our crystal ball, what Rob and I, you know, talk about a lot is that last summer, last fall, and last winter, the reservations were extended, and sometimes they were extended even, you know, past a 30-day booking, maybe to like a month or 2 months. But what we're kind of predicting is that the length of stay may increase overall, like as a trend, but not quite to that level, because people have to go back to work physically. They have to go back to school physically. So while last year everybody was out of school, they were working remote. So they were all coming here. They wanted to know all the Wi-Fi speeds. They wanted to know how many desks are in the house. I think now people are traveling a little bit longer because they're trying to relax and sort of rejuvenate and be out of their place where they were trapped for so long during, you know, shutdowns, but they're not going to necessarily take as much as a month, at least overall.
That was what I was going to ask, was I got the sense just now that last summer we were seeing a lot of people who were basically coming here for camp. In other words, they were going to be here for a month or two. Are you seeing those 30-day reservations this summer as much?
Not as much.
No, not as much.
What happened last summer? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
No, yeah, just not as much. We're, you know, you're seeing more 2-3 weeks long stays, that sort of thing. Last summer we had a lot of, you know, 60, 90, 120-day reservations where people were just, you know, vacating wherever they were at and coming out, like you said, to, you know, to camp out in Park City.
Yeah, it seemed like last summer and into the fall there were a lot of extensions. So people would book a 2 or 3 week stay and they would extend to 8 weeks and longer, whereas I don't anticipate we're going to see that happen. I think people are going to book a 1 to 3 week stay, and then we're not going to have those extensions because people won't have that available to them without having the work from home, do school from home stuff.
And unfortunately, it's our time for just our last question here, which would be, there are a lot of vacation rentals here in Park City, which is a great thing. What advice do you have to vacation home renters, owners? What should they be doing differently this year than maybe what they did last year, and different, of course, from the year before?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the things that we would recommend to homeowners in general still stands true. But I think when people are looking at having a little bit longer stay, even if it's more of a 3 week stay versus a 1 week, something that's really important now that used to not be as important is having a desk in the property, at least one desk, and having really good Wi-Fi speeds, because that is something that people really care about now. I think a lot of people will remain working from home into the foreseeable future, and that's a very important piece when people are doing that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us. Our guests have been Rachel and Rob Alday. They are with Abode Luxury Rentals.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, make sure you leave a review no matter how you listen. And we'd appreciate it if you clicked 5 stars.